wife's got to make some pizzas. Not tonight?
My crew's out of town, so can't run solo.
This is the regular meeting of the Orderville Town Planning and Zoning Commission, June 29th, 2026. Call this meeting to order. We've got an agenda before us. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda that we have.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda that's been posted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next item, approval of the minutes from the previous meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of last month's meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. First item of business, consider recommending for approval slash denial a conditional use permit for Brookstone Lehigh LLC, K. Adamson at 618 West Cedar Drive, Orderville, for the use of home as a vacation rental. This is an already existing rental that has changed hands. So unless somebody knows a reason that this shouldn't continue, then I will entertain a motion to on that one.
I'll make a motion that we approve this.
I will second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve item number one. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I will abstain.
You're abstaining. Motion carries. Item number two, consider recommending for approval slash denial a conditional use permit for Mar Mill LLC, Cameron Miller, at 10915 Pinyon Pine Drive, Orderville, for use of home as a vacation rental. This is the same thing as item number one. It's a change of ownership, continuation of current use. If there's no reason that we can think of that this shouldn't continue, I'll entertain a motion on it.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve item number two. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I will abstain.
Motion carries. Okay, item number three. Review minor subdivision application as requested by Tyler Schultz for parcel 0-1-7-4-23A Annex.
I'm going to give you guys another application.
I was going to say I don't have that one.
Well, I've got the one left over from last month.
Did they ever find out what they were zoned?
No, and I spoke with Tyler today, and here's the story that I got. And we know what he wants to do. He wants to break off the house that he built and a lot next to it and keep the field for himself. He says he's had offers for the whole thing from developers, but he doesn't want to do that. He tells me that when he first started, bought this field and applied to put his house on it, that the Planning Commission made him change the zone to AR because he was putting a mother-in-law apartment in the house and they wanted it to be more residential in nature for the two dwellings. That was a while ago. We wouldn't have required him to do that, but I'm going to have to get into the records and find out. He didn't know 2015, 16, 17, 18, I don't know. I will look at the county records and see when it changed hands, and I will come into the office and look and see if I can find that.
What was it zoned originally?
Ag. Yeah. And so as far as we're concerned now, it's still zoned ag unless we can prove otherwise. Okay, he hasn't got his surveys completed yet anyway. But what we can do is tentatively set for next month the public hearing to change the two smaller lots that he plans on breaking off to ag residential.
How can we do that if he didn't submit a zone change application? All he's submitting is a minor subdivision.
You are correct. All right. Let me look at that then. We will continue to table that until we find out for sure.
Okay.
Well, if he's correct, can we put a... Do we already have the public hearing for the...
If he is correct and the zone has been approved, the zone change has been approved, then all he has to do is apply for the minor subdivision.
Which he already did, right?
Which is what he's doing.
He did, but he hasn't got everything complete.
Oh, that's, could we set up the schedule for next month? So that if he does have everything by then and he is actually ag residential, then it can go through?
I'm going to say no because he's not submitted an application.
But he did. No?
Well, what Alex is saying, if indeed it did get approved to AR, then he has submitted.
He has submitted his minor subdivision, but minor subdivision doesn't require a public hearing, I thought.
It does not.
Oh.
We actually approved that.
Then can we get it on the schedule to approve if he has everything by then?
If he's got everything, he'll get himself on the schedule for next month to approve.
Okay.
Okay. So we don't need to take any action on that at this point.
Just reviewing it at this point.
That's further reviewing it.
Just reviewing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to get into the records and find out what happened.
Okay.
Okay. And I will do that.
The transfer date was 3/7/17 is when it went from Quarter Circle Atrange LLC to Tyler Shelf. So we can start looking in 2017.
17 and 18 most likely.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will come in and look over that stuff then. Okay, item number 4, review zone change application requested by Travis Franklin for parcel 0-4-36A-annex and set for public hearing. Travis?
Yes, sir.
What have you got for us?
So, we want to have the rough infrastructure. I can get the setbacks and stuff all done by Iron Rock pending approval. But we want to build a little store and some cabins and some little camping cabins. That's kind of the floor plan of them.
Okay.
How many of each building are you trying to build?
I want to build 2 of the 3 bedroom, the country store. We want to sell just like sourdough bread and stuff out of it. And then like a little pavilion and playground for the people that stay there, and then 5 smaller cabins.
Okay.
So I have a question. Right now there's a fence that kind of dissects your lot. Is this going to take the entire property then?
It will actually, on the that building there at the bottom where my shop is, we'll build a retaining wall there, haul in some dirt, and keep it separate from there.
Okay, I see it here. Okay. So it actually will
take up the majority of the property.
Okay, have you submitted the application to UDOT?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it looks like what you're planning on doing is coming off of Center Street.
Yes, sir. Because that, right through my field there, that easement is just for that, for Center Street.
Okay. Are you willing to pave that up to your entrance?
The street? Yeah.
Okay. So the question we have here, Travis has got to go through our subdivision process. So what this is a concept plan. Is this, does this fit with the general plan of the town? Any discussion on that?
Of course. I feel like it does.
Go ahead and have a seat. We'll discuss it now.
Well, I mean, it's real similar to what's submitted to the order.
Yeah.
You know, they have a bunch of little cabins. They have a little country store. But off the center, is that a green attorney?
No. And he's already applied with UDOT. And whatever UDOT tells you you have to do, you'll have to do.
That's right.
So when we determine that this is compliant with and agrees with the general plan, then we accept it as the concept plan and then can set the date for the public hearing for the zone change, which will be next month. We probably will not approve a zone change until we hear from UDOT.
Okay. I emailed them last week. I should be hearing something from them tomorrow or the next day.
Okay. Now, something of this size is likely to take a little more time.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, 30 days, and people have an answer if all they're doing is one vacation rental. But since you're doing a development, it could take a little longer.
Yeah. Can you still set the public hearing for him?
I think we can. I think we can set and conduct the public hearing and have it.
Okay.
But then we'll have to just delay the vote until we hear from you, Doc.
Okay.
That's what we did on Tony, or Tim Hoyt's thing, because we hadn't heard from Utah yet.
Okay.
Any discussion on this in the general plan from the members?
So that's not an actual street, right? It says Center Street on the map.
Well, it's a platted street.
It's an easement.
It is a platted, it's an easement or
it's
a platted street?
It's an easement.
Is it an easement?
It is an easement, yes.
And you're coming off and...
our take, but it's like, it's not officially a street, but I'm sure, like,
it's just repair.
If you look at the property, the deed, it says easement for Art Tate and family. So I'm sure Art would, like, because he's got property back behind there, you know, to, I'm thinking the plan is generally in the future to use that as a street. But right now, it's just an easement.
Okay, since it's just an easement right now, you're going to have to communicate with Art Tate on it, because it will have to be an easement attached to your property to properly use it.
It is. It's attached. Like, I own the property. His family has an easement to go through there.
So that is on your property?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh. I didn't realize that. You don't need an easement. You're giving an easement to him, which would still work.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to hear more about the bar.
That is something that I see and I'm interested in as well. It's something we're getting some more information on. I think it looks good. I think the concept art is nice. It fits in with the area down there. You don't think that's going to overcrowd or do anything down there as far as driving, coming off the 89? Is there going to be issues that the UDOT is going to make you have to adjust?
I don't know. When I meet with them, I'm sure a turning lane will be discussed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's strictly UDOT's call.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't say no, I don't believe. They just tell you what you need to do.
But there is room for a turning lane down
there. I believe there is. Yeah.
Okay.
What the general plan does is it actually encourages hospitality, and it encourages commercial businesses to be on the Highway 89 corridor. So it appears to me like this is in compliance and in agreement with what the general plan is.
I already thought it was commercial, so.
Any other discussion?
How close is the school's property that they purchased to that?
It's actually adjacent to the back left, right back there, that they purchased from Bodie Gardner.
Yeah, it actually touches, it's across the river.
It's across the river, but yeah, it's...
It's separated just by the river.
I was just thinking through all the logistics.
Okay, I don't know that we need to have any sort of a vote on this at this point to set a public hearing. Are we in agreement that it would be acceptable to set the public hearing for next month?
I'm okay with that.
Letitia? Okay. All right. So we will go ahead and set the public hearing for next month.
Fantastic.
For the zone change. All right? Okay.
We won't be taking any votes on anything until we hear from you, Doc.
That's correct.
Then or after.
We can do the public hearing, but we'll defer the vote until UDOT has stated what they're going to do, and we know that they're willing to comply with UDOT's requirement.
Okay.
All right. Item number 5: review, consider recommending feasibility study for UDOT trail network. This is something that has come up. We did, and. We kind of backed off on it a little bit. I've spoken with Ed Meyer. He had kind of an objection, not necessarily to the trail, but a little bit for UDOT. What they have asked us to do is sign an agreement, a support agreement. Have they emailed that to you? I'm the one that emailed it to you, didn't I?
I don't even know if I have it.
Okay, we'll do that. They want to have a letter of support for the feasibility study. And then they also would like a local project manager from the town, since it goes through the town of Borderville, a portion of it does, a small portion of it. And then a local liaison between the trail network and the town. And so what I recommend we do is we can suggest to the town council that they appoint Ed Meyer as the project manager, since it goes through their property down there. And any suggestions on a town liaison? You'll need to take this to them, by the way.
Yeah, that's all right. I figured I better take notes.
Yeah. So the letter of participation and project manager, and then the liaison. And I think the town council can discuss anybody for a liaison. It could be me. I'm the one they contacted for some reason, but it could maybe be somebody else that's more likely to ride their bike up there. I'm not riding up the hill. I might ride to the Y, but that's already going to be in place. This is from the junction up to the East Visitor Center, all the way. Okay?
Are you going to ride your bike up there?
Only if there's a gas station and I'm headed for gas. Yeah. I understand that.
Okay. Any other questions on this item from anybody that's here, since it isn't a voting item? Okay. Item number 6, discussion on creating a new zone, single family residential district, R-1-T. Okay, Tony.
So I'm bringing to the commission here and the town council, I brought it up last month, talking about creating a new zone, small zone, that we would be able to use for moderate density, moderate income housing that will kind of address these small and unzonable spots, or start helping us dice up some of these larger ag plots to allow for single family dwellings, single family homes, residential homes here in the valley that are not short-term rentals. All of these would be long-term rentals or long-term ownership. I wrote up the new zone right off of the R1 zone from our municipality book, and if you guys have any questions on it or any concerns about what this zone looks like, this is what I'm bringing to you, so now we can review it, and then I can take this to the city council, town council next week, and motion to move it, either approve or deny.
Did you email that to me or text it?
I'm pretty sure.
Do you have a copy of it for us to look at?
Everybody should have.
I got one.
Oh, am I just not looking deep enough here?
Look at mine.
I've got an extra one if you need it. I'm pretty sure you have one.
You know what? If you think I have one, I know. Oh, there it is. Thank you. I trust you more than me. Okay, any discussion on this?
I have.
Members.
I have concerns.
Okay.
So when we first talked about this, it was like, how do we fix the lots that are non-conforming already in town, so we don't have to make them all commercial? But now we're talking about carving up ag land to do moderate density housing. And I don't know if that really...
Well, this was a way for us to utilize the town's land, not for Airbnbs, condos, commercial, or anything like that. Most of the properties right now that fit in this are right inside town borders, right inside the town.
I know, but we talked about it being like, if you were non-conforming, then you could potentially be breathed on, not somebody selling off a big piece of ag land and putting in
true
moderate density housing down the highway.
Fair.
A subdivision.
I think we discussed not being able to require people to change their zones into this zone, just because we can't force a
landowner to change it to a specific zone. If they're already considered R1, but it doesn't conform, they've already been grandfathered in. So this would give us a way for those zones to move forward when purchased by people here in town and change those zones into the R1T, the tiny zone.
The question was asked, a town council member asked if this could be used to make subdivisions, which is what you're talking about. And the question is, should a 5,000 square foot lot be able to be used to make subdivisions, okay, entire subdivisions? Mm-hmm. And that's something that we're going to have to determine whether it is acceptable or not acceptable. One of the problems, you know, I think initially the reason that we wanted to do this is we've got all these non-conforming lots that people want to carve up and we've got nowhere for them to fit. Other than to rezone to commercial, which is what took place, right?
And that's what we're trying to prevent with this.
Right.
Is that
but are we going to suggest that people can make entire subdivisions of 200 or 300 lots with this zone?
I don't think so. And that's something that we can put in here as regulation.
Yeah, I mean, for me to totally be on board and they would have to have something in there saying, like, you can't, you know, we don't want a developer coming in, buying a bunch of ag land, and then putting in...
Absolutely, and I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Really, it's at least a medium density thing. Almost a high density.
I mean, 5,000 is pretty small.
Yeah.
It's pretty small.
And we have one lot that's already that.
But it's an existing long time ago, right?
Yes, it's something that happened before we needed to keep track of things. Yeah.
I'm not against that at all. I think that's a good point to make. Do you know how we would be able to word that?
Yeah, I've got some ideas, but I've got some other things that I would like changed on this. And then I think what you need to do is take it to town council and have the discussion with town council about entire new subdivisions being created with this. I don't think they're going to like it.
Right.
Well,
do we know how many lots are non-conforming in town?
There's one that's 5,000 down Frost Lane, and there's potential for others that people have come to me and wanted to divide off of a larger lot, but they just put buildings everywhere, and they can't meet any of our current zones. So there's a lot of possibilities with this. For example, if you have a 10,000 square foot R1 property, you could conceivably do a flag lot so that the two remaining parcels are 5,000 square feet, both of which would have to be this new zone, which does not allow short-term rentals. See
right.
What I mean?
Yeah, well, because that's kind of was my thought, is like, how big of a need is there for this? Or is it going to open a lot more can of worms containing it? Some of the questions I think were asked is pretty reasonable to say, if you have a big chunk, can you just dice it up and make a whole bunch of little chunks? When we're really not dealing with that many issues where people are non-conforming.
It will help the people that are non-conforming, that can't carve it up and make it conforming.
And the goal with this is to prevent all of these smaller lots and all these small sections in town that are still residential from getting turned into commercial because they're non-conforming. And so that's the goal with this, is to prevent the commercial expanse in town and regulate a more residential people living in town space. And I'm totally on board with the idea of not allowing people to take big chunks of land and cut it up into Airbnb or into short-term rentals or long-term rentals and turn into some kind of subdivision. You know.
So none of these would be able to have short-term rentals?
No. Not at all. Not a single one of these R1Ts would be allowed to do short-term rental.
Did you get this?
Just
right there on top. No short-term rental availability use.
These would be strictly for people to buy the properties that are moderately affordable and build a moderately sized home on to allow them to live in town and raise a family here in town. And that's kind of the goal for this, is to make it so it's moderately dense with four moderate income single family neighborhoods.
That's a lot of moderate there.
Moderate. That's, I mean, it's all over the, well, the municipal code too.
If you take the setbacks there, it actually allows a 2,200 square foot building on it.
So it's besides the center block and the one down Frost Lane, can you think of any other complex like that that exists right now? Not that would potentially want to, but that exists that we're going to have to clean up at some point anyway. Is there anyone besides
it's hard
the
to
center
say.
Block?
You have to look
at with this available, it's possible for somebody to carve up a small, you know, another lot to put a separate house on. It does allow that possibility for people.
Are you asking if there's already properties that are...
Yeah, like the ones like yeah. that we will have to change regardless so like, at some point.
Peggy McDonald's, right next to Shannon's.
Well,
is too small too.
But if it's existing, it's okay.
It is.
Well, it doesn't matter. So this
no,
is for
curious.
Future land. Minor subdivisions is what I have in mind,
right.
Which means 10 or fewer.
Right. And I was just curious how many of these issues are actually, I mean, I'm not against this, potentially
mm-hmm.
changing
yeah.
the language in it. I'm just curious, because we've had one of those recently before us, mm-hmm. how many do we potentially have that are going to come up? We all know that center block is a big problem.
The center block, mostly.
Yes.
And we've written whole new zones to accommodate one individual before,
right.
more than once, okay? But it gives, it. What it does is it opens up the possibility for more of that to happen. It does.
So say a mother and father could potentially break off a smaller lot and build a home for their children to live in is what you're kind
Absolutely.
Of getting.
Or anyone else.
Or anybody else.
Yeah.
And I mean, Porterville is just not good at mitigating if somebody does it, so what? Like that would be one of my concerns with this is we don't have anything in place to enforce no Airbnb.
You are right. We're terrible
so,
at stopping.
I don't know if we're going to create something that technically wouldn't necessarily allow short-term rentals, but in essence, the town hasn't set a good precedence on being able to enforce, and I don't know who would, to where this could continue to escalate in a negative direction.
You mean to short-term rentals?
Yes, because like clearly it doesn't allow it, but if it becomes...
Well, people could do whatever they want without asking, you know, like doesn't mean they're not in the wrong, but like are we going to not do something because they're going to potentially ignore the rule? I mean, they could ignore the rule now.
And they probably
right.
are.
But they can't legally have a different law with county and stuff now.
Right.
Where they would be able to record and sell
when,
and
when somebody moves to this zone, then it is our responsibility to see to it that when they come for a business license and a conditional use permit for a short-term rental, that it's denied.
That's exactly what I was
That's what has
I mean,
to
that's,
happen.
That's what the Planning and Zoning Commission
yeah.
is here for. And I mean, unless somebody's coming in into town, buying a lot, doing whatever they want, and then not going through the proper procedure, they're still already in illegal grounds. And
yeah.
so it's still, at this point, it would be always up to the commission to say yes or no if they're smart enough and are paying attention to the zones.
Okay. Well, I was just throwing that out as a devil's advocate side of this.
Yeah, and we appreciate
creating
that.
Creating new,
we,
smaller areas.
We have to be better at it. Knowing what's in the ordinance and following it.
Yeah.
I mean, the answer to it is doesn't come from us, it'll come from the ordinance.
Right.
Okay. There's a couple of themes in here that concern me. Single family dwellings, the plurality of dwellings should not be there.
Fair.
That's been used before to make multiple dwellings on a single lot, okay, which doesn't work in this, all right? So that's got to go. The similar use determination, I don't think there are any similar uses. This is residential and that's it.
Okay. So we don't even need to have that determination in there at all?
No. Home occupation is a good thing because if somebody wants to be a draftsperson or a lawyer or something out of their house, it ought to be allowed. The question is going to come up. In the future, I think that if you take it to town council with just a single family dwelling, singular, and then just ditch the similar use determination, I think we can continue to fine tune it from there.
Okay.
Okay, without changing it anymore here. Any other input?
Not really. Nothing that we didn't already discuss. We just got to find the wording so that like it can be used for like a one-off. You can carve off a small piece and build a house, but you can't take your whole 30 acres of ag land and put 200 houses on.
And we can word it that way, and you need to discuss this with the town council and get their ideas on it, because we can allow only one division. Okay? It can be done that way, one or two. It can be specified in the zone what's allowed in the zone.
So how would you want that worded? Would it be like less than so many divisions?
A maximum of a certain number of divisions.
Yeah. What would be a comfortable number?
Well, we don't have to decide that right now. Take it to town council.
Do we want this like in ag land? Like it kind of makes sense, but it also doesn't, because it changes the whole.
Most of the ag land is 5 acres, and it's not going to happen with this 5,000 square feet. If we don't want subdivisions created, then we need to write that in there.
Right. Do you want somebody to be able to cut off 5,000 square feet to build a house for their kids on their ag land?
Well, and then probably we do.
I mean, I personally don't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
I mean, what would be the...
So then we just get a lot of mixed zoning throughout, which could potentially lead to issues later.
Well, this is a residential zone. It's compatible with all residential zones, in a way. Okay.
So would you say you didn't do an ag into this?
We could say...
We could designate no ag lands.
It's possible.
I'm not saying I'm totally against it.
You got a good point there, though, because ag lands are large. They don't have to split off a 5,000 square foot piece. Right. They can go to R1 and get a 9,000 square foot piece.
Or ag residential.
Or whatever. Yeah. So that's a good point. Any other good points?
Thanks for doing some work and like caring. I see the
potential issues in this, but I also see more of the good that's going to come out of this. There are people in town that want to be able to divvy up their property for their kids or their grandkids, or to sell a small chunk of land to make some money off of it. And there's people that want to come and live here and be a part of the community. And I think there shouldn't be a limitation on the size of the land that they have available. If somebody has a good chunk, but it's not divisible down from R1 to anything else, then we should have at least something in place to allow for a smaller zone for a single family dwelling. Something to allow more people to come into town and live here long term, not short term.
So Chris, when you do something like this, you have to buy a whole new like hookup setup and everything. You can't go off of the one that's existing.
That's correct.
But it's that small and that close together.
It's a separate parcel.
It would be a separate parcel, so it would need a separate meter. So I don't know about electrical, but you'd need a new meter.
You know what? I think the electrical and everything.
I think they would
separate.
Require.
This is a whole separate lot.
Well, I don't know what the requirements
are. I'm just curious.
I think we can write in here, and we maybe should, that all utility connections must be separate.
All utilities.
So the issue with that would be is we allow a tiny home or an RV pad, mm-hmm. and if a parent wants to split that off for the kid, they'd have to put in a whole new.
They would. They would. In order to have a separate lot and sell it, yes.
Yeah.
They can let their kid live there.
Yes.
No problem. But to sell that little lot separately, they'd have to put new utility connections in. Sewer, I don't know whether they care about sewer. They just need to charge them for it, right?
Well, it just needs to have enough,
Brianna,
you know, volume.
I don't know anything about sewer.
Well, a 4-inch line,
it'll
handle a lot. So, I mean, that's determined by the sewer entity. Okay. And then we have
that might be language that you put in.
We can do that as part of the ongoing process of fine tuning this.
Would you allow RV pad?
No.
On this lot?
No RV pads.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. It's got to be an actual home.
This would have to be a foundation home. It'd have to be a single family dwelling. Up to, I think it was 2,200 square feet is what you said.
Theoretically, we have a 50-foot minimum frontage. Now, it can be a flag lot with a 20-foot driveway and then the, okay. But typically a 50-foot frontage, okay. With that 50-foot frontage, it's almost 100 feet deep. You take your setbacks and there's actually a 2,200 square foot house that can fit on there, the footprint.
Well, we have that ordinance about 40% of every lot.
But it's not in
that zone. Isn't written into this zone.
I thought it was just a general.
No, I think it's in each individual zone. I'm pretty sure, but we can check that.
Do we want to put in language about no internal ADUs?
That's a good question, do we?
That is a good question. I would think so. I
thought we couldn't stop internal ADUs.
We can in up to 40% of our residential zone.
Yeah.
We have to allow them in 60%.
Okay. Yeah, so we can exclude them from this zone, an ADU. But the question is, do we want to exclude an internal?
And it really depends on how large the home's going to be above there.
Well, I mean, any house with a basement.
Yeah, that's just it. You can build a basement. I think that for the purposes of this, it seems to me like, you know what would be an issue? Is parking.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, actually.
Yeah. Take the question of internal ADUs to the town council as well. Get their opinion on it.
When you first brought this to them, what was their?
There wasn't much consensus on whether or not they were all for or all not. They wanted more information on it, and they wanted to see what we had as far as an idea. And so I just told them this was what I was looking to do, and if this is something that they would be interested in me pursuing and bringing to them, they would agree. They all agreed. And so from that point, it was brought to you guys to try to work it out, hammer it out, see what things, what questions, and everything like that I can use this to fine-tune it. And then I'll take the fine-tunings to the city council and have them fine-tune it with their comb and ask questions with them and see exactly what they think about some of these, because these are good points to be made. And so that would be the next step, is taking it to them with all of this information after I fix the zone and give it to the council and see what they have to say. And then from there, we would have to bring it back here to vote on, correct?
You'd have to have a public hearing.
Yeah, we would have to fine-tune it and so that we liked it and town council liked it, and then set the public hearing.
Okay.
So this isn't going to happen in the next 2 or 3
months.
No.
No.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Do we require access to a public road for?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it says it's, what is there? And that's in the lot standards, where you have to have access to a public road. It cannot be through an easement. The width, it shouldn't be, the width needs to be frontage.
That's right out of the book.
Yeah.
That way that they have that set up with already R1.
Yeah.
Area width front.
Yeah.
Side.
Do you think that's okay wording then? Am I overthinking it, Chris? That's the same as the rest of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Width is the same as frontage then.
Okay.
And we did put in there that flag lots are permitted.
It's in our minor subdivision that they would have to have frontage, or not frontage, but
frontage
access.
On an existing road.
Access from existing road.
An existing road or a public road?
Existing. It says existing road, I think.
I thought it's.
We'll have to look.
I thought it said public.
An existing public
road.
That's
in our,
might
that's
say
in our minor subdivision.
Yeah, it is. It is. So the lots that we've created with easements are illegal lots. You didn't. This group didn't do it. I did.
Let's keep that we them.
Oh no, you ride together, die together.
Any more discussion on that?
No, I mean, I'll give it some thought.
Yeah, think about it for the month. Think about anything else that may need to be in here. It's very skeletal, as you notice, okay? Because we don't really know exactly what all we should do. It's a concept at this point.
And that's all this is. I just want to get an idea written down on paper so that way I can take it to the town and have them get it in their head of an idea of what we want to work on making for the zone.
Yeah. Okay. Any other items we need to discuss? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
This is my social
media
right now.
Could I throw one thing out there before, to keep in mind as you're brainstorming this?
Wait a minute. Yes, Sean.
Deal. If somebody wants to do a lot line adjustment, how do you do that with creating a separate parcel if it's going to be sold to the neighbor, but that parcel would be too small to be its own parcel, and ownership hasn't taken place in doing that? I don't know what the correct way to do that is, and I don't believe in our ordinances it has anything, but there's that little like gray area where it's not part of this other parcel yet, if it's going to be a transaction, but in order to split it off of one and give it to the other, I don't know if we have a process for that. So in the next month-ish, if you brainstorm any good ideas on that, that would be something that would probably be valuable for the town to have. And I don't know if there's what the correct way to go on that is.
So you're saying that there's three lots and there's
just two lots, and you want to chunk off of this, sell it to your neighbor.
That'd be a lot line adjustment.
Yeah, that's just simple lot line adjustment. And that has to come before the planning commission, because what it needs is a letter of consent to the recorder that this action doesn't violate any of the town ordinances. So, for example, if what you're getting at is you've got two R1 9,000 square foot lots adjacent to each other, one of them wants to buy part of the neighbor's lot.
Yeah.
That's okay, but that neighbor is going to fall below 9,000. So they would have to rezone their lot first to this R1T, whatever we end up calling it, first. Then they can do the lot line adjustment and sell it to the neighbor. Does that answer your question?
Is this property?
It kind of does, but it's
theoretical,
kind of more complicated.
I guess maybe what I can maybe help Sean, if it's what I think he's thinking
about. I'm pretty sure it is.
Does a plat map, not necessarily a plat map, but a legal description and a map possibly have to come to show you what the person is taking off the existing and giving to the other person? It can't just be we give you guys a legal description and you say, okay, I read this legal description, sure.
It would have to be surveyed.
Okay, so like a survey map. You want a survey map?
Yeah.
And then Ed can sign the letter, the notice of consent, that it's not an easement, like in the easement or public right-of-way, whatever, and just sign off on it. We don't have an application or anything.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have an application for a lot line adjustment or anything. So what is it that they need to bring before you
to get this notice of consent?
The only thing that I can see that would be a problem with that, because we have done lot line adjustments without coming to this board before. Mm-hmm. But what I'm understanding from what Sean's saying is that the lot line adjustment is going to make one parcel too small for...
No, not that. It's just not certain that it needs to happen. I'll talk to you later about it. That's the only thing to bring up. But I...
Should we adjourn and then you can ask
yeah,
me a question?
Yeah, probably.
It's been motions to adjourn, is that correct?
And Tony seconded it.
I'll make a motion that we... Or I'll second that, yes, sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. This meeting's over.